This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The California ballot will be crowded this November. Last week, the Secretary of State put out a list of the official initiatives. All 17 of them will be voting on everything from requiring condoms in pornography to repealing the death penalty. This path from policy idea to petition to ballot box is long, and it's very expensive, especially this year. KLW's Angela Johnston tells us why.
There will be almost twice as many initiatives on the ballot this year than in the last presidential election in 2012. Part of the reason for this increase is because the bar to qualify is lower. The number of signatures you need to get your measure on the ballot is based on 5% of the number of people who voted in the last governor's race. So fewer votes means fewer signatures.
So because Jerry Brown was a shoo-in for re-election and no one voted, this was historically low numbers. So everybody looked around and thought, oh my God, historically low, we can all qualify.
Quentin Mecki was one of those people. He manages a campaign called the Justice That Works Act. They want to repeal the death penalty. This year, they only needed around 365,000 signatures to qualify, compared to over 500,000 in 2012.
Looked at the numbers, took some polls. The numbers came back very favorably, did some analysis with a political consultant and thought, this seems like a great opportunity to do this.
But of course, because the numbers were so low, everyone else saw that same opportunity. Interest groups flooded the market with petitions, and that created a weird paradox. Even though they needed fewer signatures, each one cost a lot more to get.
So it sounds as if it's a volunteer process, right? Everyone's out there on the streets and they're fanning out across the state. It's actually not how the process works at all.
Most signature gathering is organized by a handful of firms that campaigns can hire. And they bring in independent contractors from all over the country who spread out across the state and in front of Trader Joe's or at the farmer's market and ask you if you're a registered voter. Each time they get someone to sign, they get paid. Signature gathering in California has become an industry, but it didn't start out this way.
Initiative process is really essentially one element of direct democracy.
Jack Citrin teaches American politics at UC Berkeley and specifically looks at the ballot initiative process. That process started in the early 20th century as part of the progressive movement.
That enabled voters to directly pass laws, to directly amend the Constitution, and to directly recall elected officials.
It began as a grassroots effort where ordinary people who had an idea to fix a problem would collect enough signatures to qualify something for the ballot. Simple as that. Even when campaigns started paying for signature gathering in the late 70s and 80s, they didn't pay too much.
50 cents, a quarter. Then it crept up to $1, $1.50.
But as California's population grew and more people voted in elections, campaigns needed to collect more and more signatures. And at some point, paying other people to do it was just more efficient.
So in some ways, a more economical thing. It's pretty hard to sort of round up armies of people who are really enthusiastic and committed and who are going to go door to door and do this stuff.
Those people you've been seeing in front of Trader Joe's this year are getting $4 to $7 a signature. It's unprecedented.
You have to get 800,000 signatures at $4 a signature. That's $3 million right there just to start.
Plus, most campaigns collect way more signatures than they'll ultimately need.
A lot of the signatures you collect aren't qualified.
People may put down their old address or aren't registered to vote. Quentin Mecki from the Death Penalty Campaign says they got close to twice as many signatures as they needed.
Everyone has different math, right? So technically, we need certified 365,000. By our estimates, we thought the safest number would be to submit around 600,000.
Campaigns aren't just paying for attention from the signature gathering firms. They're also paying for the attention of those Trader Joe's shoppers. Typically, firms are responsible for a handful of initiatives that they're all promoting at the same time. The more you pay, the closer to the top of the stack you get.
And so the first question they ask is not, do you support minimum wages? Do you want to end the death penalty? And so that's sort of where the pricing process comes in.
Mackey says there is a thing called petition fatigue, and you don't want your measure to be explained second or third or fourth or fifth. If your measure sounds boring or complex, you may have to pay even more to get the signature gatherers to give it more attention. The Justice That Works Act spent a lot of time crafting a short summary of their measure and turned in their signatures to the Secretary of State at the end of April.
We initially, we probably spent twice what we thought we were going to spend on the signatures. So we didn't expect that this would happen, that it would be so expensive. I'm not sure any of the people did.
They spent close to $3.5 million. And if that seems like a lot, it's nowhere near what's coming next for Mackey. Once the signatures are verified by every single California county and the ballot measure is approved, then comes the actual campaigning. And this year, there's a competing measure on the ballot, one that would streamline the death penalty.
Yeah, we estimate that we need to raise probably an additional $10 million for a successful campaign.
California, he says, is a really big state. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.